106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D Radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean.
All my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. The season's spinning round again, the years keep rolling by. It seems like I've been here before, I can't remember when, but I got this funny feeling that I'll be back once again. There's no straight lines make up my life, and all my roads have bends. There's no clear-cut beginnings, and so far, no dead ends. I've found you a thousand times, I guess you've done the same. But then we lose each other, it's just like a children's game. But as I see you here again, the thought runs through my mind. Our love is like a circle, let's go round one more time. Oh, all my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. The season's spinning round again, the years keep rolling by. Oh, all my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. Oh,
God's children or the world is round. It's not the only circle to be found. Spinning infinity into space. Dark horse running in the human race. Golden sun and the rain that falls, turn and turn it around us all. All life springs from the smallest seed. Which comes first, desire or need? We live on a circle. We tell. Slippery start for a desperate soul. Darwin climbs up out of his hole. Symphony of death and birth. No relief for Mother Earth. Einstein playing with the ring of time. I'm just praying that you be mine. Gonna give you the best I can, babe. Break it on down to a woman and a man. We live on a circle. All we give comes back again. Got no way of knowing when it will end. Thank you.
Circle came from Shooting Rubber Bands at the Stars, which is not only the debut album by the American alternative rock band Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians that was released in 1988. It's one of my favorite titles. The record went double platinum in the United States. As initial efforts go, this one's nearly flawless. With a slight southern twinge in her voice, the then 22-year-old songstress churned out brilliant lyrics and captivating vocal performances backed by the solid and innovative players. It peaked at number 4 on the Billboard 200 that year. Miles Smiles by the jazz musician Miles Davis was released in January of 67 on Columbia Records. It followed the first in a sequence of 5 albums recorded by his second great quintet, which featured saxophonist Wayne Shorter, pianist Herbie Hancock, bassist Ron Carter, and drummer Tony Williams. This record received critical acclaim on its release and was praised for its original compositions, the chemistry, playing, and Miles' phrasing. The cut, Circle, is considered the album's highlight that defines the excellence of the group. Another track with the same title came from John Hall, who is best known for most of his first 4 decades of his public life as a singer and guitarist, principally with the group Orleans, although it was an outgrowth of his trio and quartet, which came along some 4 years after he'd made his recording debut and had shared stages with the likes of The Doors and The Who. Not only talented in that spotlight, he was the U.S. representative for New York's 19th Congressional District from 07 to 11. We began with Sniper and Other Love Songs, the second studio effort by the American singer-songwriter Harry Chapin, which came out back in 72. The title song is a vaguely fictionalized account of Charles Whitman's shootings from the clock tower of the main building of the University of Texas at Austin in August of 66. Circle is probably the most popular number ever to come off the album. So in music theory, this wheel of fourths or fifths is a visual representation of the relationships among the 12 tones of the chromatic scale, their corresponding tonal signatures, and the associated major and minor keys. More specifically, it's a representation in pitch class space. In more mundane terms, it's an interior and an exterior, where the circle is the former and the latter is called a disc. It's a closed curve which divides the plane into 2 regions, the simple shape of Euclidean geometry, where all points in a plane are at a given length from a specific location, or the center. The distance between any of these two is called the radius. It can also be defined as the locus, which is equidistant to the edge. In strict technical usage, this ring may be interchanged to refer to either the boundary of the figure or to the whole, including its interior. This presentation of the 3D radioactivity will focus on these specific objects in several ways. We went around earlier, so this time the plan is to spin at least a dozen tracks, all revolving around this figure, as we play our own particular cyclical interpretations and other versions of the circle game.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful, when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the pains of ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go. Child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10
streams. Words like when you're older must appease him, and promises of someday make his dreams.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again.
16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cart wheels turn to car wheels through the town. And they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down.
The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle.
So the years spin by, and now the boy is 20. Though his dreams have lost some grandeur, coming true, there'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty before the last revolt.
The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again.
In the circle game.
Joni Mitchell and the Circle Game, one of the artist's early signature songs, which features background vocals from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and is a response to Neil's Sugar Mountain. It can be read as the turning point of a relationship, and is arguably related to her long-standing friendship with those four. It's the closing cut from Ladies of the Canyon, Joni's third album. Its title refers to Laurel Canyon, a center of popular music culture in Los Angeles during the 60s. It features several of Mitchell's most notable songs, including Big Yellow Taxi and Woodstock. This record peaked at number 27 on the Billboard 200 in 1970. You can hear us all over the net on sites and stations like InternetFM.com, because the future of radio is on the Internet. TuneIn.com and GroovyRadio.net, where all the great songs go to play. Danny and Kelly gave me some great ideas, like the last song, so if you have any favorite square tracks for next week, be sure to let me know by sending an email to 3dradio@usa.com, or you can leave your thoughts for me on my Facebook page, where you're going to find links to all the previous podcasts, along with the program artwork in the photo section. Be sure to like what you see, and while you're at it, tell your buddies to check out the show too, and stick around. In just a moment, we'll get into an extended set about several circles of friends right after I mention that this is the voice of Mercyhurst University, 1530 AM and 88.5 FM, WMCE, Erie, Pennsylvania, and The Choice on ZCOMRadio.com, 105.5 WZCM, Schaumburg and Chicago. I'm Uncle Marty, and you're in tune with the award-winning 3D Radioactivity.
Oh, look outside the window, there's a woman being grabbed. They've dragged her to the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Riding down the highway, yes, my back is getting stiff. 13 cars are piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Now maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain. But we gotta move and we might get sued, and it looks like it's gonna rain. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a dirty paper using sex to make her sales. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his fine. But we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Outside the window, there's a woman being grabbed. They've dragged her to the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
Without a destination reached, I'm an ever-spinning top, whirling around till I drop. Oh. but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope.
One small thing to cling to.
You got me going in circles. Timeless hopes that never stop. Lord, but I feel that way. Oh, my soul is dead. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirl. Give me a little hope.
One small thing to cling to.
You got me going in circles.
Friends of Distinction are an American vocal group best known for one of their late 1960s hits, Going in Circles. Their album, Grazin', peaked at number 35 on the Billboard 200 and number 10 on the R&B charts. The song became a near rites of passage of young love, an anthem for broken hearts and everyone who heard it. Outside of a small circle of friends is a tune by Phil Oakes, a U.S. protest singer from the 60s. It was originally released on his album titled Pleasures of the Harbor and became one of his most popular tunes. When he wrote this, Phil was inspired by the case of Kitty Genovese, who was stabbed to death in 1964 outside her home in Queens, New York, while dozens of her neighbors reportedly ignored her cries for help. The refrain and its title came from a conversation that Oakes had with an acquaintance. I was talking to a Canadian guy and he said, "Oh, I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends." I said, "What'd you say?" Then I picked up a guitar and zoom, the chords came right away. The lyrics condemn social apathy by relating different situations that should demand action on the part of the narrator, but in each case, they evade responsibility by giving a lame excuse. They also provide a sharp contrast to this poem. For ironic effect, Phil wanted an upbeat arrangement, as the recording pitted the disturbing line about murder and social irresponsibility against the backing of insanely cheerful banjo and a Dixieland honky-tonk piano. The mention of marijuana in one verse was misinterpreted, and its release as a single failed to do anything on the charts as it was banned from radio airplay on many stations. Here's a tune that you might recognize about a globular version with an unexpected author, a two-way Beatles connection, and links to a pair of different effervescent beverages on the 3D radioactivity.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen bits of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Red Rubber Ball is a pop song that became a hit, going to number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and hitting number 1 on the Canadian RPM National Singles Chart in the 1966 record by The Circle. It was co-written by Paul Simon of Simon & Garfunkel and Bruce Woodley of The Seekers. This tune is sung from the perspective of a man who has recently exited an unfulfilling relationship in which his significant other never gave him much attention or affection. He now looks forward to the future with a positive attitude. The song's tracks were recorded in stereo with a bass, lead guitar, and percussion on the right side, the acoustic guitar and the electric organ on the left, with the vocals on both sides, giving you the full 3D effect. The other members of the band were Earl Pickens on keyboards and Marty Freed on drums. They were originally a frat rock band called the Rondells, but were later discovered and managed by Brian Epstein, who's better known as the manager of the Beatles. Brian's business partner was New York attorney Nathan Weiss, who told him about this band in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Labor Day of 65. He became their manager and renamed them. John Lennon provided the unique spelling of their new name, CYRKLE. Which is a reference to the circular roundabout located in downtown Easton. Members Dawes and Daneman became professional jingle writers after the group disbanded. Dawes later wrote the famous Plop Plop Fizz Fizz jingle for Alka-Seltzer, while Daneman came up with the original 7-Up on Cola song. They still receive significant airplay on oldies radio stations across America. Are you ready for some home-style finger-picking music? Sean and I sure hope so. Isn't that right, boy? Ah!
riding down through the grapevine when I heard someone say your name. Hand on my shoulder, just a little bit older now, and I remember everything. High in Telluride, up on Bridalville, 10,000 feet above the sound. The news came around and sent me to count all my blessings and to thank you for all the good friends that I found. Hey, 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 how in the world did we get this far? Hey, 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 holding tight to the tail of a shooting star. Hey, 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 you're running circles around me, circles around me now. Was I dreaming, or did this really happen? I can feel the earth below my feet. The world is turning fast and wild. I'm like a little newborn baby child who's never known regret or defeat. I am surrounded, tangled in the wire, drawn up tight to the calling and the rising frequency of the silent smiles and laughter of those that came before, and the deafening sound of all this love falling down on me. Hey, 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 how in the hell did we get this far? Hey, a shooting star. Hey, 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 you're running circles around me, circles around me now. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 a shooting star. Hey, 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 you're running circles around me, circles around me now. Around me now, circles around me now. You're running circles around me.
Thank you.
The Bluegrass Sessions, Tales from the Acoustic Planet, Volume 2, is an album by Bela Fleck. Going back to his roots, Fleck put together a band of all-stars, including Vassar Clements, Vince Gill, Earl Scruggs, Ricky Skaggs, and John Hartford. Definitely out of the ordinary, this peaked at number 7 on the 1999 Top Contemporary Jazz Albums chart. There was also the title cut from Circles Around Me by the American Newgrass mandolin player Sam Bush, released through Sugar Hill Records in October of 2009. This earned Bush a Grammy Award nomination for Best Bluegrass Album. This effort shows a good demonstration of Sam's continuing mastery of the instrument and his own niche in the country-influenced scene. We'll be cornering some square songs next time, and I do hope to get your suggestions via an email to 3dradio@usa.com or as a message on the 3D Radioactivity Facebook page. Let's finish with one that's been recorded by more artists than can be easily tallied. In 2002, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band came out with an album that reached number 18 on the U.S. country charts. No performance stands out more than this standard featuring Taj Mahal, Alison Krauss, and Doc Watson, whose presence has a demographic significance. This was one of the follow-ups to their release 30 years earlier and reflects how this band was trying to tie together two generations of musicians with collaborations from many famous country western players, including Roy Acuff, Mother Maybelle Carter, Earl Scruggs, Pete Oswald Kirby, Norman Blake, Jimmy Martin, and others. The record includes the first meeting of the legendary Doc Watson and another flat picker, Merle Travis, after whom Doc's son was named. It also introduced fiddler Vassar Clements to a wider audience. It peaked at number 4 on the country charts in 1973. Here's the title cut from both Volume 1 and Volume 3, as we combine the pair to make a concentric orb, as we ask the musical question, will the circle be unbroken? Thanks for tuning in.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. I was standing by my window on a cold and a cloudy day, when I saw that hearse come a-rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home away in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Hide my sorrow when they laid her in
grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I went back home then, my home was lonesome. Since Mama, she was gone, all my brothers and sisters crying, what a home, home so sad and lone.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by? Sky, Lord, in the sky.
Come in, Doc Watkins.
I will follow close behind her. Try to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in her grave.
Will a circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home
home, Lord, my home was lonesome. Miss my mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and lone.